You're listening to Prep Football Talk,
presented by Freeman Webb,
with Greg Pogue and Coach Bubba Spears.
Your sports live here
on 94.9 The Fan and the Game Nashville Sports Network.
Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb, Roy's Meat Service, East Nashville. 2-hour extravaganza. You know, next Saturday, one-on-one with Greg Pogue is going to be Vicki Yates. She was here about a month ago, and she suggested on air, not of my doing, that she's going to host the show and interview me. And Vicki Yates, I told my wife.
They'll listen just because of her.
Well, I know. And I told my wife, Robin, if Vicki wants to run away, I'll send a postcard. So, anyway. Week 6, Craig Ladd. What's up, buddy?
Craig, I can believe it's Week 6 coming up.
You can believe it.
I can. I needed an ice bath this morning. I sat on some bleachers last night for 4 hours, and I need it.
So where was Forrest last night?
They were at Fayetteville.
Okay. And
yeah, big,
you set big up the broadcast on, and what'd you do it with the equipment in your lap? What'd you do?
Well, the press box is tiny, about the size of an outhouse, so no room for us. So we were in the visitor bleachers, no electricity. And we had to use the generator.
That's called high school football.
At its finest.
That's exactly right.
Before we get into the week's game, tell us a little bit about your running back you got up there at Forrest.
Well, I tell you, Bubba, he is special. He is so shifty. And I have yet to see anybody when he gets, and I've said this before, when he gets in the open field and breaks out, I've yet to see anybody catch him. He's got tremendous speed. He does a lot of, he can jump cut, not lose any speed. He's just one of those special gifted athletes. I'm talking about Quincy Mitchell, 319 yards rushing last night, 3 touchdowns, and twice this has happened. He first offensive play of the game, against Huntland, he goes 99 for a touchdown. Last night, first offensive play, goes 60 yards for a touchdown.
Wow. Wow.
All right, let's look ahead. Week 6, I can believe it too. I do. let's go to Rutherford County, Oakland. I mean, Kevin Creasy's got it going on there. At Blackman, you know, is that a game? I mean,
guys,
selling tickets now.
This is a great week.
Yeah.
This is a great week. There are some marquee matchups coming up. Oakland at Blackman, you know, guys, Patriots continue to roll. They blanked Siegel last night, 38-0. They're 5-0. Listen to this, Greg, and just take this in. You too, Bubba. Over the last 12 seasons from 2013 to 2024, and then 5 games into this season, Oakland has an overall record of 164-14. That's a 921 winning percentage. Included in that, 5 state championships and 2 runners up.
Is that good?
Absolutely amazing.
Is that good?
I think
nobody beats it around.
It's just crazy. And now doing it, let's call it like it is. In the high school NIL world.
Right.
Right?
Yep. Absolutely. You know, I tell you what, guys, Blackman also, they're 5-0. They blanked Laverne last night 49-0. They have outscored their opponents 173-29 this season. This will be the 29th matchup in this series. Oakland's won 22 of the matchups, including 12 straight. But that game last year at Blackman, Oakland's Week 5, 13-12.
It went down to the last possession, if I'm not mistaken. It looks to be that kind of game again this year.
Absolutely.
Innsworth, Brentwood Academy. Innsworth, of course, you know, we know about Taylor Hasselbeck, the Wyoming commit, son of the coach, you know, and J.C. White over at Lipscomb. And not as much about that game, but Lipscomb, Brentwood Academy.
Well, this will be the 19th meeting all time between these two schools, and the first since 2022. Brentwood Academy has won 11 of the previous meetings, including seven straight. But, you know, Innsworth's won three in a row after knocking off Lipscomb last night, 49-8. You mentioned him, Taylor Hasselback, the Wyoming commit. He passed for 241 yards last night and a pair of scores. Brentwood Academy also undefeated. They blanked Christian Brothers last night, 31-0. Cruz Jenkins, quarterback who took over for George McIntyre, 238 yards passing, three touchdowns, and former guys, listen to this, former Oregon commit, five-star wideout, Keyshawn Bowman, eight of those completions went to him, 170 yards and three touchdowns. He decommitted.
I just saw, he decommitted from Oregon last night, right?
Yes, he did.
Yep. Wow.
Sure did.
Craig Ladd with us. BGA FRA.
BGA coming into this game with a bye week. They're 4-0, averaging 55 points per game, led by senior quarterback Caden Marable. Man, you talk about a season, guys. He's completing 82% of his passes for 1,097 yards, 16 touchdowns, no interceptions. What a year he's having.
1,000 yards passing in one. Yeah, hold on. 1,000 yard passing in 1 year. It would take like one of your quarterbacks like 10 years to do that, right, Bubba?
Yes.
Okay.
Are we counting warm ups?
Yeah. 7-on-7s.
FRA guys 5-0. Knocked off Davis Academy last night, 35-14. They feature one of the top juniors in the country in Amari Sanders, who had 90 yards receiving last night and two touchdowns in the win. He's ranked number two in the state and number 29 in the nation for his class.
Justin Geisinger, the job he's done at FRA, is, and it sort of goes under the radar a little bit.
With the bigger private schools, the, you know, Division 3, what do you say, 3A, but I'm telling you guys, we've talked about this before. We have athletes in the mid-state. We have a lot of colleges come through here, and you can just about name the school. They're coming through here looking at these young men. And what nights we've been reading for 5 weeks now that some of these quarterbacks, receivers, and running backs, and, you know, and, of course, we're forgetting the linemen. You know, Beach has got a lineman that's committed to Penn State. So, I mean, we have the athletes in the mid-state that are fortunate enough to go to the next level.
Yeah, Bo, and I'll say this too. This tells you the depth of the players in the mid-state. BGA has a 2028 defensive tackle, got offered by Ohio State this week.
Springfield, we talk about Pearl Cone's non-region schedule, and you get into the region, you're going to play 5-0 Springfield. We just had Coach Wilson and the quarterback, Kaysen Woodson, on earlier in the show. I mean, Pearl Cone, I hate to use the cliche. I mean, they're 1-4, got their first win last night, but who they played, and now they got to go to Springfield.
Yep. Well, I made the statement after the game four when they go 0-4. They wouldn't lose another game. I didn't realize Springfield was on the schedule.
You're right, guys. They got their first win of the season last night, blanking Kenwood 19-0. And like you said, Greg, don't be deceived by that record. Their four losses are to NBA, CPA, BGA, and Oakland.
Yeah.
That's the NFL talent they're playing against right there.
Coach Brunetti, he does not back down.
Well, yeah, it's called job security.
That's right.
That's what it's called. In Gallatin Station Camp, Sumner County.
Yeah, you know, Gallatin started off 3-0, but ran into an angry and very talented Green Hill team that their record's deceiving too, losing 46-13. Green Wave senior quarterback Jackson Stroop has been outstanding this season. He's passed for 883 yards, completing 77% of his passes, 12 touchdowns, just one interception going into last night's game.
Okay, we got to bring up one more.
All right.
The Antioch Bears.
And that's our Metro Nashville game of the week Friday night, Cane Ridge, Antioch, with you and Chase on 102.5.
At Antioch.
Yep.
You know, they're 5-0. Of course, their quarterback, Adams, you know, good night.
Andre Adams last night, 741 yards total offense?
Total. Yeah. 714.
Guys, you talking about a turnaround? It hasn't been that long ago that they had lost 22 straight games.
Well, you know, and Arsente Broom, high school football coach right across from me, he's done a great job, Arsente, over there. And you're right. As a matter of fact, we're Tinley-Pa Roofing Mid-State Players of the Week. We've got co-players. You know, Andre Adams with that all of that total offense, but 714 yards. But Brandon Galladay, 7 catches for 268. So we're handing out 2 plaques at Antioch. Have we lost Craig?
Did we lose him?
No, I'm here. I'm back. Okay. You lost me there for a minute. I don't know what happened.
Yeah. Well, hey, we got to run. We got some music bed coming up here, top of the hour. I got to get you out of here. We got Big Joe Dubin in the house. I don't know what I've – but there it is. I don't know what I've done to have another hour of
– Your ratings are going up because Big Joe's here.
Oh, man. He's a social media darling.
Yeah.
He is. All right. Thank you, Craig.
Thanks, Craig.
Thanks, guys.
We'll talk to you next week.
Bubba, we'll see you next week.
Good Lord willing.
All right. 101 with Greg Pope coming up next.